So we'll say, so the parsha begins, Parshas Tzav, begins with a simple statement. Vaydaber Shema Moshe Lemar, Tzav is Aaron ve'esbanav Lemar, Zos Toras Ha'ola. So literally again, command Aaron and his sons to say, these are the laws of the Ola. So we'll say, so the Mefarshim pick up on the idea, why do you need the word Tzav? Why do you need the word command them? It's obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is commanding. He's commanding Aaron. So why do you need Tzav? So Rashi points out over here, Ein Tzav ela lashon zeros miyad uludoros. So we'll say Tzav, when you say command, so command doesn't just mean to do, but command means to do with zrizus. Command means to go ahead and do something with alacrity, with an eagerness, with a zest, with a zeal, to do it in a fast way. So Rashi says over here, why does it say Tzav by other things? Why by Ola? So Rashi says over here, quoting Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon says Ola is different. Why? Because Ola is a carbon that is totally consumed on the Mizbeach. So we'll say, by other carbonos, that we assume the Kohanim would do it with Zrizos. Why? Because simple reason why. Because the Kohen gets something from the carbon. Whether he gets some meat, whether he gets a hide, he gets some type of carbonic portion. But by the Ola, where the Kohen doesn't get anything, right? By the Ola, the Kohen doesn't get any portion. So therefore, again, Rashi says, Tzav es Aaron. Even though you're getting nothing from this, quote unquote, you're not getting meat, you're not getting anything to eat, you're not getting any possessions, still do it with the same zrizos. Still perform the carbon with the same alacrity, with the same eagerness, with the same zeal, even though you are not directly benefiting from anything with the carbon, which I will say tells us an incredible yisod in of itself, how we have to go ahead and make sure that all of us do things with an eagerness when it serves our purpose. The shaila is when we're doing for ourselves, we do so with incredible zrizos. But the shaila is when we're doing for others, do we do it with the same eagerness and zeal as well? But I want to share with you something amazing. The great tzaddik, Reb Heschel of Krakow, says something so beautiful. And he darshins this concept in a dramatically different way, right? So Rashi says, listen to the words of Rashi. You can see it. It's in Perek Vav Paz. It's the first Rashi in the Parsha. So Rashi says, Ein Tzav Ela Lashon Zeros. So we translate that phrase as saying, Tzav, command, doesn't just mean to do, but command means to do something with zrizos, with alacrity, with eagerness. Says Rabbi Rav Heschel, Imrak Yesh Tzav, Tzarech Zizuz Yasser. Kevin Shakadish Baruchu. So we'll say, listen to what he says. Imrak yesh tzav tzarech zeros yaseh. So we'll say, the Rebbe says like this. The Rebbe says, we're going to have a little bit of a play on the words. So Rebbe will say, in life, sometimes we take on things, but we kind of take on things in a discretionary way. What do I mean by this? There's something I want to accomplish. There's something I want to do. So what do I say to myself? I've spoken about this before. I'm gonna try. There's something I like to do, and I like to try. So we'll say, do you know what happens when you try to do things in life? Generally, they don't work out. If all you're going to do is try, I'm gonna try my best. I'm gonna try my hardest. I'm gonna put in effort. So we'll say, generally, if you're just trying, that's where the Yetzer Hara comes in, and the Yetzer Hara goes ahead and undermines all of your efforts. Because if you're just trying, it's easy to get busy with other things in life. The words of Rashi teach us such an incredible yisod. Ein tzav ela lashon zeros. If you want to accomplish something in life, it has to be tzav. What is tzav? Tzav is a command. Tzav is this must get done. Tzav is there is no choice but to be successful. Tzav is I must accomplish something. And I will say, if you want to accomplish something in life, it can't be discretionary. If you want to accomplish something like the death knell of any life initiative is three words. I will try. The moment you say, I will try, the parentheses of that is, I'm going to try. Most probably, I'm not going to accomplish. I'm going to try, but most probably I'm not really going to get so busy. I'm going to get busy with something else. I'm going to try, but my heart's not in it. If you want to accomplish something in life, it's tzav. Ein sat el lashon zeros. You want to have zrizos? You want to go ahead and put yourself totally towards something? You want to do something with alacrity, with eagerness, with excitement, with zeal? One word, tzav. It can't be discretionary. It has to be a command. If you make your life initiatives a command, like a tzav, a tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need to accomplish this, not betoras discretion, not it would be nice, but tzav. That's how you have zrizos. I will say, in the closet of life, there are so many unfulfilled dreams. Why? Because we started off those initiatives by saying we're going to try, and we'll try hard. And whenever you say you're going to try, you give yourself an out for non-completion, for non-fulfillment, and for lack of success. Whatever you want to accomplish in life, it begins with one simple word or one simple phrase. I must accomplish this. Tzav es aron. And when you make something a tzivui, when you make something a command, when you make something an inescapable reality that must be actualized and materialized, then that is the guarantee for success. It is only where there is tzav. It is only when we hold ourselves accountable, not to try, but to accomplish, that true accomplishment actualizes and fulfilled in life. That's the meaning of Rashi, says Reb Heschel. Ein tzav ela lashon zeros. If you make something in an inescapable reality for yourself that must be accomplished, that must be done, that'll give you this resource ultimately to make it happen. Shalach Rabbah said, good Shabbos. We'll begin davening hopefully as soon as Maishi is ready, unless someone else is ready to start. Shalach Rabbah said.